Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here to give you the latest scoop concerning our insurance sector from the past week. Firstly, we bring focus to a unique trend in the insurance industry observed over the past months. It appears Australia has been witnessing a shift towards sustainable insurance policies. Banks and insurance companies alike are integrating environmental, social, and governance considerations into their decision-making mechanisms. An admirable step forward towards sustainable and accountable financial practices. Furthermore, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has launched a new investigation into climate risks in the insurance sector. The effort is aimed at understanding how well-equipped insurers are to handle the potential financial toll of climatic events, which has become an increasingly essential factor in policy provision. Now, turning to the life insurance sector, the rising mental health claims are triggering concerns. Data reveals insurers are seeing a surge in mental health-related claims, a situation that could potentially drive up premiums for the Australian populace. This is an issue worth keeping an eye on as it unfolds. In other news, health insurance is also catching headlines. Major health insurance providers are discontinuing a range of their extras covers, meaning a large number of Australians could be left without the additional benefits like optical, dental, and physical therapies. Rest assured, we will stay on top of this story as developments come in. Lastly, to our entrepreneurs and business enthusiasts, the small business insurance landscape in Australia is evolving too. New insurance products are emerging to meet the unique demands of rapidly growing startups and established enterprises alike. Businesses, big and small, need to stay informed to take full advantage of suitable insurance solutions, reducing susceptibility to potential risks. That rounds up the weekly wrap of insurance and financial news brought to you by Financial Services Online. For more detailed insights, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. See you next week with another update. Until then, stay safe and stay informed, Australia.